This video is part of a series of devotionals called Your First 40 Days in the Wilderness. The next few lessons, days 21 through 27, will focus on a third key principle of the Bible, and that is there is only one true church. The fact that the church exists today is evidence that it had to have begun somewhere, at some time, in some place, and by someone having founded it. Yet there are many religious groups who claim to be the one true church. Well, how can so many churches claim the same thing when each one does something different than the other one just down the street? And while everyone wants to belong to the right church, is it possible to identify the right one? Well, it's not only possible to identify it, but there can be only one. We just simply have to ask questions like, who established the church? Where and when did it begin? How many were established? And then go look in the Bible for the answers. And at that point, we can then compare what we have discovered to what all those other religions claim. And this is such an important matter because according to scriptures such as Matthew 7, 21 through 23, 2 Timothy 2, 10, and Ephesians 5, 30, identifying the Lord's true church is paramount to one's salvation. Let's begin this study by looking at specific things that Jesus said about the church. For example, the first time we see the word church is in Matthew chapter 16, verse 18. And I also tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it. What should stand out in our minds is Jesus used the word I in reference to building the church. Now, in simple terms, Jesus Christ himself would build the church. It would not be some man-made institution or a sect or a cult, nor a continuation of the current religious system of the time, which was Judaism. But rather, it would be a divine creation of his own doing. Jesus also had no connection to the religious sects of his day, nor did he establish any of them. Now, this alone should tell us who the church belongs to. It belongs to Jesus. And we see that in passages like Ephesians chapter 1, verses 22 through 23. It is the church of Christ, which is a description of what it is and not necessarily a formal title, just like we see in Romans 16, 16. No church or any religious system that cites someone else as its founder or head can claim to be the true church of the Bible. That distinction belongs solely to Jesus. Yet sadly, there's no denying that such religious institutions do exist today. Now, the second thing we should notice is that Jesus said he will build the church, as in future tense. This implies that the church didn't exist at the time he spoke those words. We can also infer from this statement that his intentions did not include an extension of or a supplementation to Judaism. No, it would be something entirely different. Look at Luke 22, verse 20, and Colossians 2, 14, and see how it's described there. But that brings up another question. When did he establish the church? Well, the answer is, again, found in the Bible. And if you read the following verses, like Luke 24, 47 through 49, Acts 1, 8, Acts 2, verses 1 through 47, Acts 5, 11, and 8, 1, you're going to notice a certain day mentioned and where it took place. It happened on the day of Pentecost in Jerusalem. And all of that took place shortly after the ascension of Jesus back to heaven. So, did he build his church or did someone else build it? Well, Jesus did. He built it through his apostles by sending them the Holy Spirit, just as he promised in John 14 and 15 and 16. It happened just as he said it would. Therefore, any religious body claiming to be the Lord's church that didn't start in Jerusalem on the day of Pentecost by the apostles is making a false claim of being the Lord's church. Now, thirdly, Notice that the word church is singular. It's not plural. Jesus did not say, I will build my churches. Instead, he said, my church, as in singular. So what does that teach us? Well, it teaches us the same thing that Ephesians 4, verses 4 through 6 says, that there is only one. And if the Bible says there's only one, yet multiple groups claim to be that one, while each is having its distinct differences existing between them, then how are we to determine which is the correct church? Well, the answer is rather simple. Measure it with the Bible. You see, truth makes it impossible for more than one to exist. So read and investigate what the church of the Bible looks like, what the members did, when and where they met, and how they worshiped, what they called themselves, and how they became members. Then compare those findings, that is, the pattern or the model of what they did, with all the various groups claiming to be the true church. If they don't match up with exactly what the Bible says, then how can they say they are the Lord's church? Well, they can't. So here's the bottom line. If one will take the time to study the Bible about the church, then one can certainly identify the true church. And if it can be identified, then one can be certain they are in the right church, the one which God approves.